So what's the latest? What's happening in Glendive today?
The latest information that I can tell you is that we recovered 240 barrels from the pipeline in an operation yesterday where we identified the approximate location of the breach, and we were able during that operation to recover 240 barrels of oil from the pipeline. And what that means is that there is 240 fewer barrels of oil that we know are not in the Yellowstone River, and that's good news. We were very happy to be able to recover that oil yesterday. Unfortunately, that still means that there is a significant spill of about 40,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone River, and we're working actively to clean up as much of that oil as possible. Our primary focus of effort today with the Glendive Water System is to bring the water treatment plant back online. We have taken a number of actions to decontaminate the facility from the elevated levels of volatile organic compounds that were shown in the water sample that was taken there on Monday. And we're hopeful that we can get that plant online in the next few days.
So you said you've taken steps to decontaminate. What kinds of steps? What specifically has been done?
The first thing we did is we installed more activated carbon into the treatment process. Activated carbon is something that all water treatment plants have, and in some plants, you simply have more activated carbon than other places. Now, what they know is that activated carbon removes these compounds from the drinking water, and they've installed more of that, and they hope that that will reduce the level of contaminants in the plant to a level that allows the plant to be brought back online.
The goal is to restore potable drinking water by end of day?
Well, get the plant decontaminated by the end of the day. You still have the water system to be flushed out, and that process will take a couple more days.
I guess the other issue would be if there's ongoing petroleum or VOCs going into the intake for the town, and you're convinced that that's not happening anymore?
We're taking samples. The EPA brought in a mobile laboratory that arrived last night, and they are taking samples today at the water plant, and they will continue to take samples. There's going to be a continuous monitoring process to ensure that once the plant is decontaminated, that we can detect anything that's going in there and catch it very early if that, in fact, is an issue. The material that they've installed will deal with the elevated levels of volatile organic compounds that are in the water because of the spill, and there's going to be continuous monitoring to keep the water supply safe once we get that water supply back online.
I'm making an assumption here. You can tell me if this is right or not, but if there's no more flow in the pipeline under the river, so there should be no more oil spilling into the river, and then it's just a matter of, I guess, any oil that went into the river upstream of the city's intake pipe, having gone past the intake pipe so that no more contaminated water is getting into the intake pipe. Are we at a situation where that's happening yet?
There is no more oil going into the river. We know that. So, yeah, that assumption is correct. What I would ask you to build into that assumption would be that we are about 6 miles upstream from the water intake, and there are places where the oil potentially has collected along the banks between where the breach happened and where the water intakes are. And there is a chance, given that the river is flowing, that there could still be oil flowing down the river past the intake. And that's why they put in the activated charcoal there to help decontaminate that. And they're putting in additional monitoring there to detect those chemicals if they show up at the intake.
What can you tell me about efforts to get as much oil as possible out of the river or to clean up any places where it might have accumulated? You know, I guess what we've heard from the wire service is that it's been really hard to locate or get the oil out of the water, in part because there's a lot of ice on the river.
This was a very challenging oil spill response, given the time of year and the winter conditions and the ice on the river. What we're doing today is identifying likely spots along the river where oil would have collected, and then we're going to go through the ice. We're going to go through the ice, and we're going to try and collect as much oil as we can through a process called ice slotting. And it's just simply cutting holes in the ice, putting containment equipment down there, and capturing the oil that is trapped under the ice.
I'm sorry, did you say slotting, S-L-O-T-T?
That's correct, slotting.
Okay. You said that 240 barrels, I think, had been recovered. That sounds like that came out of the pipeline before it entered the river. Do you have any figures for how much oil has been recovered from the river itself?
It's a small amount. EPA last night said about 15 barrels had been recovered prior to us knowing that we had recovered that oil out of the pipeline. So a very small amount has been recovered through the ice and from the on-water recovery effort that we've undertaken where there is open water.
Do you have a sense for or a goal for how much you might be able to recover from the river?
No, we don't. We want to get as much as possible. What that number is going to be, I can't tell you because no one knows at this point. The challenge is we know that we're not going to get all of it. What the EPA said last night was that in a typical oil spill to water, you collect about 50% of the oil that you put into the water. Given that we're not in a typical oil spill and we have some challenging conditions, they expect that number to be lower.
Can you give me some idea of the kinds of resources Bridger is bringing to bear in terms of manpower and equipment to try to do as much recovery and to help with the water plant?
Bridger has brought a number of resources to respond to this spill. First and foremost, we have experts that have capability in winter and cold weather oil spill response and cleanup, and those folks are on site, and they are helping map out the containment and recovery strategy to collect as much oil as we can. We also have toxicologists and other folks to deal with the health concerns that people have about their drinking water supply. Those are the two main things that we've done to make sure that we can respond to this spill quickly and clean up as much of the oil as we possibly can.
In terms of the number of people, staff and subcontractors that your company has brought in, can you give me some idea of how many folks that is?
We're at about 125 right now. That includes all of the Bridger folks, the contractors we've brought in, and all the people from the government agencies that are also assisting in the response to this spill. The primary concern of everyone is to minimize the environmental impact and clean up this oil as quickly as we can.
Folks here are asking me for estimates of how much the cleanup is going to cost and how long it's going to take.
And those are two answers that at this point we don't have. What I can tell you about cost is that Bridger is committed to doing everything that it needs to do and bring all the resources that need to be brought to bear to respond to this spill and get this cleaned up and get things back to normal as quickly as we can. In terms of the length of time, we're going to stay here until the work is done.
Yesterday, the Associated Press was reporting that your company or folks responding discovered where the pipeline breached. What can you tell me about where that happened and specifically what happened to cause the pipeline to break, I guess?
We don't know the cause of the pipeline breach. We do know the approximate location, and it's where our pipeline crosses the Yellowstone River. It's under the river about 50 feet from the south bank. What we want people to know is that Bridger is committed to doing everything that it needs to do to fix this pipeline break. We know it's our pipeline. We know it's our responsibility, and we're going to stay here until we get the job done.